This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 2 for Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly higher at Tuesday's close, recovering from earlier losses in the most active front months. Canola down $2 to up over $14, the most active months all higher. November up $14.60 at $856.80 per ton. That contract had been down sharply in early activity, trading as low as $823.30. Losses in the Chicago soy complex did pressure the Canadian oilseed, with speculators taking profits on their long positions, contributing to the declines. However, that early selling ran out of steam and support was uncovered to the downside. Hot and dry prairie weather, with a little relief in the nearby forecasts, helped underpin the canola market, with anecdotal reports pointing to very low yields across Western Canada. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which dipped below 80 cents, was also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower while wheat was mixed. Soybeans down 33 cents in the November contract at $13.19 per bushel. U.S. soybean crop ratings saw an unexpected improvement in the latest USDA report, with 60% of the crop now in the good to excellent category. That's up 2 points on the week. Blooming and pod setting were both slightly ahead of average. Midwestern forecasts are mixed. While there is some moisture expected over the next few weeks, temperatures should remain very hot. The corn market is also watching the Midwestern weather situation closely, with the September contract down 8 cents at $5.50 per bushel. Crop ratings for U.S. corn dipped slightly on the week, with 62% good to excellent. That's down 2 points. Brazil's second corn harvest is underway, with production estimates out of that country being revised lower by some analysts after dryness during the growing season was followed by untimely frosts. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed, consolidating after rallying sharply higher yesterday. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the September contract at $9.19 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in September at $7.07.5. Chicago wheat down 5 cents in the September contract at $7.24.5 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was rated 10% good to excellent. That's up 1 point on the week. The spring wheat harvest is underway in the country, running ahead of normal with 17% of the crop already off the fields. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is 91% done. That compares with the average of 86% for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.